When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Alante here. Before I start this week's episode, I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this audio blog. Blacken and Grad School was created to encourage and empower women and people of color to and through the grad school journey. Enjoy! Good morning. It's Alante here. I already said that though, so we're gonna get to it. I'm in California right now, and I am really excited to share today's episode. So let's get to it. So first is, of course, Lessons from the Trap. And this week, I'm taking it back to one of my favorite songs of 2017. So last week, Pittsburgh had some like randomly warm weather, like above 60, almost 70 degrees. So I was able to get up and go for a run, which like I love to do when the weather's nice. And I haven't updated my running playlist since last summer because I haven't been running outside, obs. So I just played my old running list, and the first song on there is Champions. And like, I remember why that song was like my ish last year. Funny enough, it's by Kanye West, Gucci Mane, Big Sean, 2 Chainz, Yo Gotti, Travis Scott, and I'm forgetting one person. Sorry, person, not like you're listening, so whatever. Which is hilarious that it's another song that has Big Sean in it. So I'm starting to see that some of my like positive rap, like Big Sean beyond. So maybe he's not that bad. So first is Kanye West part. And the part that I really like is like, I don't want to say nothing wrong, but it'd be wrong if I ain't say nothing. Imagine if I ain't say nothing, would none of these blanks say nothing? Now I'm making something they can't take from me. And so this is actually how I feel about this podcast, this audio blog, is like, I don't want to say anything wrong that might, you know, ruffle the feathers of like administrators at universities, you know, potential employees, or even, you know, just my listeners. But really, like, I feel like I had to share this. And it's been on my heart to share my story and for a long time, like since I finished my master's degree. And so like, I don't know, it was just like, I just feel like it's wrong. The way that I experienced my graduate school the first time is like, I don't want anyone to ever go through that. And I think I've said a couple of times that I'm gonna share that story. I am still like needing to deal with it on my own so that I can talk about it without this being a ridiculous, that episode being just like, what is she even saying? Because I can't hear her. But it's just like, still, like, I have to say something. Because, like, imagine if I didn't say anything, who would be saying something and trying to keep it, like, very transparent about, like, their differences and going to graduate school, you know, as a Black person, as a person of color, as a woman, there are things that we become, like, more sensitive to and more aware of that change our experience. And while there are a lot of resources that exist now for students of color, it's still a very small group, right, of people who are sharing. And then we have to be very cautious about what we're saying because of that concern of being penalized professionally for, you know, ruffling feathers, which, like, I don't really feel like this is ruffling feathers, but someone might consider it that. So that's something to think about. But then it also, it's like, but now I'm making something they can't take from me. Like, if nothing else, I'm creating something that I'm really proud of and that, you know, has been on my heart, and it's been, I feel like, you know, given to me to share. And so that can't be taken from me. Like, if anything, I feel like I'm doing my best to do a good job and provide something that's useful and value added to other students of color and future students of color and women who go to graduate school. And then next is Big Sean's part. It says, look, I say a prayer for my enemies. They cannot slow down what's meant for me. Like, yes, yes, they can't slow me down. What? And then I'm a champion. This right here, the effing anthem. And it is, like, y'all, I be moving when this song come on. Like, I love this song. And then I can't dap you without hand sand. I don't know where dirty ass hands been. That's just me. Like, I really don't like human contact. And that's what I be thinking, like, man, mugs gonna be washing their hands. It's kind of gross. And then the last line that I really love is two chains goes, I never liked how a suit fit. And this also just resonates with, like, me as a person. Like, my mother, it's so funny, as a child, my mother used to work at the state capitol in Michigan. And so every single day, and most of her life and her career, she's had to wear, not even had to, she likes to wear suits. Like, for a second there, during the week, she wore regular suits. On the weekend, she wore jumpsuits. I'm like, girl, you always in a suit. Like, and it just never appealed to me. Like, nothing about professional dressing appealed to me. I was like, what kind of job can I have that, like, does not require me to wear, like, real work clothes? Because I don't like them. They're not comfortable to me. Every now and then I like to dress up and put on, like, a nice suit because, like, to Ken, I'm like, just so you know, I got it. But, like, and every day I prefer something that's a little bit more comfortable. And so I kind of saw in academia, like, okay, Muggs is wearing, like, khakis and, you know, like, a dress shirt. Like, I can do, you know, a dress shirt. Well, I like to wear dresses, actually. So I can wear, like, you know, a nice dress and some flats and something like that. And funny thing is, but I love blazers, like, in my casual wear. Like, when you look back, when I look at my college pictures, I pretty much always had on a blazer. So it's like, you don't like suits, but you like blazers. Like, whatever. But still, I don't like wearing a full suit. Like, a skirt suit is not, I'm usually not that excited to wear a skirt suit, but I will, but I'm not, like, super hyped about it. Okay, so that is this week's lesson from the trap. Champions by everybody, literally. Gucci Mane, Kanye West, 2 Chainz, a bunch of other people. Really good song, really good beat, like, everything about it, I just really like. Oh, did I say Travis Scott? It might have been the person I was missing. I don't know. Anyways, so weekly recap. It's just been crazy over here, y'all. Like, I'm actually in California right now. I'm in California for a conference, a great conference. Been totally geeking out about autonomous vehicles all day. And today's the last day, and I'll be heading back to Pittsburgh. But I just been working, like, literally. If I'm not working on school, I'm probably working on this. And then my best friend's bridal shower is this Sunday, so I have to go to Detroit on Friday, and my mom is, like, getting stressed out. I haven't been home in about 6 weeks, so she hasn't really had a break. So she's kind of like, I'm about to blow because I need to just relax, which I totally understand. So I'm, you know, looking forward to getting home and giving her a break and, you know, talking and taking care of my grandfather. I really miss him. Like, I haven't seen him in person in a while. My mom FaceTimes me when she's at the hospital. He's not at the hospital anymore, but when she goes to visit him, she'll, you know, send him a, like, FaceTime, and, like, I take screenshots. Like, y'all be taking screenshots talking to Bae. I be taking screenshots when I talk to my granddad. Just because I miss him and I haven't seen him, so I'm really looking forward to getting home and spending some time with him. And, like, my friends are like, will you be in town? When you gonna come to town? I'm like, yo, I'll be home twice in March, but you won't see me, because when I'm not doing my bridal party duties, I'll be studying. And yeah, literally, it's been so busy. It's like, I've been regretting the small breaks I took earlier in the month. Like, well, if I didn't go to brunch that Saturday, I could have did that homework, which would have had me today. I would be in a homework assignment ahead. Like, it's crazy the things that my brain does. With like, well, if I sat down and did that instead of that, I would have been further along and I wouldn't be right here where I'm at right now. Like, so trying to give myself a little bit more grace and like dealing with also working in like smaller stints. So like sometimes I have like weird 20-minute breaks or like 45 minutes, like an hour and 10. And like I'm a sit down and work. I'm a batcher. So like I like to sit and do things in batches. Like when I do my episode, when I do the podcast, I record it, I edit it, I make the all the social media stuff, like the posts, and I upload it. Like I do it all at once. And I do my show notes beforehand. So like I don't really like, okay, I'm going to do this today, do that tomorrow, do that next day, like, and then put it all together. Like, that's kind of not my strong suit, but I have to get over that because I'm not getting enough work done. And those little stints, I'm usually like, well, I'll just check some email because it's like kind of like my go-to like BS thing to do. But then I'm out of emails and I'm like, oh, I still have 20 more minutes. Well, I don't want to start studying for 20 minutes. I should go do this, where I think I'm going to take that time now and like read, which is like a little bit lighter than say trying to sit and do a homework assignment. But you know, the reality is those minutes are precious and I should be doing more with them. Last week I got zero research done, and so I went to my meeting like I don't have nothing and these classes are whooping my ass and I just am here, you know. Like I read 3 articles. I try to read like 5 to 7 and give them a summary of those each week. And I usually hit 5. I have not gotten to 7 yet. And then I try to make some progress on this paper. None of that happened. And they were just like, it's okay. Just cancel the meeting. Just don't do it a lot. And I was like, oh, I didn't know I had that option. I was really stressed out about this meeting like all day and yesterday because I was so tired from doing homework all weekend. When Monday came, I was like, I just want to chill for like 4 hours, which I probably shouldn't have done. But like, yo, I get tired. So, I mean, they were cool about it, but I'm not gonna, and it probably wasn't even 4 hours, but like, I'm not gonna, you know, let that become a habit. But it's just nice to know that I can, like, I think I can instead postpone my meeting. So maybe if I have a Tuesday meeting, moving it to Thursday will give me more time versus canceling it altogether, which is what some of my research group members kind of suggested instead. Like, just reschedule it for later on in the week versus canceling it. So I'm going to kind of hold on to that, and hopefully that was useful to you as well. And then, yeah, so I decided to travel the week that I have midterm. So I have midterm on Thursday, and I have a midterm next Wednesday. And I'm in California right now, and Friday I'll be in Detroit. Like, what am I thinking? I don't know. I really didn't plan my life well. And my best friend actually asked me when I wanted her to have her bridal shower, and I said this weekend, because I didn't want to be stacked with the weekends driving, but I didn't realize at the end of next week is the end of next week is spring break, so I should have had her do it the following weekend when she offered. But oh well, life, this is life. So yeah, I'm at this conference. Okay, so that's all school stuff. I just am studying. I'm at this conference right now, and this is kind of going into like the success strategies. But before I go into that, I want to just like tell you about this like hilarious loop I'm in. So I've done this before. Like when I went to orientation, I was like, yo, where are the black people here at this conference? And so there are about 6 of us, and it's a little bit under 400 attendees. So I was like, cool. Like I really thought I was going to be like the only black person, only woman of color, but they're like, I think they're 2 of us, well, 2 black women, There might be a couple other women of color. But this, yeah, there are some other women of color. There's two speakers that were three women speakers already. Okay, so there's like a relatively diverse attendance. And I was really like impressed with that. And the speakers are like diverse. And I think it was partially intentional, but also just like maybe that's the makeup of leaders in California. And that's kind of the way California is portrayed to be. So maybe that's why I think of it as a person from the Midwest. And y'all, I haven't been to California in 15 years. Like, I literally have never been to the Bay. And I'm up in the Bay Area right now. So it's really kind of interesting. Like, I don't know nothing about California except for what I've seen on TV, which is kind of hilarious. I look for Black people. And then it's so weird because, like, I kind of want to go up to them and talk to them, but then I kind of don't because I don't want to, like, fulfill the stereotype of, like, Black people talking to Black people because they Black. So I'm in this weird loop because I also, like, legitimately don't like to network, like, at least not up. Like, when I feel like I'm in a space where I am the youngest or, like, most junior person, it just gets a little, like, frustrating. I don't know. I'm good at networking across. Like, when I'm with my contemporaries, like, I'm a pretty killer networker. But the people who I know are, like, I don't want to say out of reach because that's not necessarily true, but just, like, where I aspire to be, I don't know. Like, I feel like when I get there, then I'll talk to them, but that's not the way networking works. So here I am in this weird loop of, like, okay, should I talk to the Black people? Like, no, I shouldn't talk to them just because they're Black. But that's also, like, why I want to talk to them. Because, like, I feel like I should know who the Black leaders in my field are. And if they are here, then I don't want to miss an opportunity. But, like, is it just because they're Black? You know, just, I don't know. So this is, like, kind of where I'm at. And then, like, I was writing this out and it kind of was just like, I don't want people to think this, I want people to think that. And I just was like, why am I so concerned about what people think about what I'm doing in my professional career? And I think that all kind of came to, like, me reflecting on, like, what is my professional persona? And that's something I just really haven't fleshed out. Like, what is it? What do I want to project about myself in professional settings? And I've been trying to avoid that. Like, I like to do my work. I'm not much of a front runner in that sense. Like, I feel like social settings I can be, but, like, professionally, it just never really appeals to me. I like to, like, do my work and then go home and be, like, more true to self, because I feel like it's weird. I don't know. I don't feel like I can bring my whole self to my professional settings. And so I don't really care to be in them much. And so I don't really care to engage in them as much, because it's like, I feel like a really far detour from, like, who I am. Yeah. And that's a whole thing that I need to work out that I don't know if I need to necessarily share, but maybe someone else feels that way. Like, I have to code switch and I have to, you know, like, be in clothing I prefer not to wear, you know, wear my professional, like, business casual clothing, and having to wear a name tag, which I hate wearing name tags. Like, I wish I could see my face right now. Like, I hate it. I don't like wearing name tags. And then everyone here is looking at my name tag and it looks like they're grimming me. But then I'm like, oh yeah, they probably don't even know what a grim is. Like, y'all remember grimming when you look somebody up and down with, like, a face of disgust? Like, that's how I feel, because they're not smiling at me. They're just looking at my name tag. So it's weird. And your name tag is, like, above your chest. And, like, that's a whole other thing as a woman. I don't know. Just, it's irritating. My mind goes into these loops quite often. So, because it's a clip-on joint, so they don't have, like, a little neck lanyard. So it's, like, a clip-on. That's why it's, like, right up on my chest, because it can't really be anywhere else. Too high up, it's weird, you know, whatever. Anyways, so that's kind of a little loop that I'm going through in my mind. minds about networking. And so I have to address a couple of things, but I think a good place to at least start is the Black people. So today, maybe I'll make a better effort to like network. Yesterday, I kind of was minding my own business and I met like two people, both of who like came up to me because I was like not in the mood. Like it's stressful. And the reason it's stressful is because I never know what to say first. And so that'll get me to kind of my last piece, which is like, I have no real advice for this week, but what I can do is figure out what I don't know and try to share it with you through Google. So the issue like I was having is like, what do I even say to somebody at a conference? And so I just Googled like conversation starters and trying not to find like the corny ones or lame ones, I found some good ones. And I'm really good at like, I like to have stuff in my pocket. So like when I meet people socially, I always try to, instead of asking them what they do, because I feel like this world assigns way too much value to like your profession and like what it is that you are producing, which I feel like is not always aligned with like who you are and what you're passionate about. So I prefer to ask people what they're passionate about and then ask them like, oh, is your job now, you know, related to that passion versus what do you do? It just, I don't know. It's just like, what do? I stay alive. Well, I pay my bills. I try to maintain sanity. You know, like, what do you mean? What do? Like, this is me. I also don't have a job because I'm a student. So I love to also joke when people ask, what do? I say I'm unemployed. It makes me laugh. So, anyways, these are 7 questions that I thought were good to have in the back of your pocket, like in your pocket when you're at a conference, and you can kind of make your own variation. So the first one is like, so what brought you here today? Which I think is good. This lady yesterday asked me, what's your background? Which I thought was a really awkward way to ask me what I was doing, because I was like, well, honestly, my background isn't autonomous vehicles, it's genetic engineering. So you see how that's weird? And I'm at an AV conference. But anyways, but you know, I just answered something more related to autonomous vehicles. I don't really like this exact phrasing. I'm going to read it, but I'm going to tell you what I would say instead. I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed by the deluge of information that's being fire hosed at us today. Is there one nugget of brilliance that's really resonating with you? So I love the end of it. Like, but the beginning is just, I don't know. While it's human and true, I don't want anyone to feel like I'm overwhelmed. They don't need to know that, even if I do. I might say like something along the lines of like, wow, I've really been enjoying the presentations or the talks. Like, what's one piece that was really resonating with you? Like something like that might be a little bit more in line with my personality. And then the next one is, these networking events can be so crazy. Mind if I join you over here where it's a little quieter? And I think that's a good way to start, especially like the conference I'm at right now. It's pretty much one room and then we have breaks and people start talking and it gets really loud. And I think because I'm also in a place I don't know, it's a little bit too loud for me. And so I think that actually is something that I would say in a space like that when I'm feeling kind of nervous. And then this one is like pretty good, and I do this often too. It's like, since we're both here at the buffet bar waiting room, I wanted to introduce myself. I'm blah 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 from so and so. And that's, you know, pretty standard. I think that's good too. And what comes to mind with this also is being on the planning committee. So it's so funny. As I've mentioned before, I host a brunch, so I had to meet people all the time, right? Like everyone who came to my brunch, I made a point to make sure I said, hi, thank you for coming. How'd you hear about it? You know, what are you doing in the city? You know, blah, 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 blah. What are you passionate about in the city, rather? Haha. And so when I feel like it's a part of my role, I'm I'm like 1,000 more times likely to talk to people. And so I think what might work for me is signing up to like be on registration tables and things like that, where I'm helping and like it's my job to talk to people, is probably going to be a really good route for me. And if you're the same way, think about that. And when I'm doing that, questions or statements like this, like, I feel like I have to introduce myself, or I feel I should, are just like really organic. And so I've been thinking about that. And then one that's cool, even if, like, if you're at a conference that's like in a particular location or hosted by a institution or by a university, you can say, like, tell me about your position here. And they might not even work here, but work at the place you're at, but it's okay. It starts the conversation. Or you can say, if they have a name tag and you can see their name tag, like, tell me about your position at blah, blah, blah. And, like, yesterday, the lady who asked me that really weird question about my background also had, like, an acronym on her tag. And I'm like, oh, I'm not familiar with that acronym. Can you tell me what it is and, like, more about it? And we were able to start a little bit of a conversation. And that was cool. And then I heard your talk panel comment. These are all slashes. And it's like, what's your view on a related subject? And so I actually did that yesterday to one of the panelists. I was asking him about current pricing and micro pricing stuff. And so we were able to have, like, a little bit of dialogue about it. And then also kind of took us into a conversation about, like, autonomous buses, y'all. Telling y'all this AV stuff, look into it. I'm trying to figure out what stock to buy in AV, like, for real. And then if you could change anything about our industry, what would it be? I think that's a cool one, like, maybe at a dinner when you're trying to just get the conversation started and give people a chance to think and talk about it. And you might want to have an answer ready, because that definitely takes a little bit of thought to, like, put through. So stuff like that you can kind of always have answers to. Two, like, that last question is really good. I am good for saying the same thing to people 10 times. Walking around saying the same thing 10 times. Don't care. If I find a line I like, I will use it. I don't have any shame. I really don't. So I think that's it for me on today's podcast. I want to remind you all that this Thursday is the first webinar. Bah, 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 bah. I really hope that you'll be joining me on this journey to find out how to make more money. So it'll be, I'll be covering different sources of funding and figuring out what's best for your situation. Also, we'll be talking about different databases that exist and different searches that you can do to find money for your program or your interests. And I'll be sharing tips for making your essays when you apply for funding stand out. And lastly, I'll be sharing some of my favorite side hustles that don't take away from your academic performance but can make you some good money on the side. I'm super hype, y'all. Like, I cannot wait to share this information with you all. I just got an email of 2 more registrations. We are at almost 80 people signed up. I would be so excited if we got to 100. My goodness. But no matter what, I am really excited to share with you all. I can't wait to get a chance to meet some of you. I've had some really great conversations in the last 2 or 3 weeks with people who've signed up for the webinar. You can still sign up. There's still time. If you want to sign up for the webinar, you can send a text to 345-345, the keyword grad school. Again, that's 345-345, one word, GRADSCHOOL. And there you will find the link. Will you be sent a link to sign up for the webinar? Couldn't get it out. I'm like, what was I talking about? The webinar. Right. And so during the webinar, I'll also be sharing a big surprise. I hope that you will choose to attend. And I'm, like I said, super excited about sharing what I know with you all, what I've experienced as it relates to funding for grad school, and how the work that I've done and opportunities I've made sure that I'm aware of to not have, you know, accrue any more student loan debt for my PhD and my master's. So
super excited, super, super excited, hoping that you'll join. This week, I don't really have a note per se, like no one sent me a note in particular about the podcast, but I want to shout out a couple of people who I've been talking to. Okay, first I want to thank Kianda and Fariha and again my homie Ngazi, because we're friends now in case you didn't know. And I want to thank you three for signing up for the webinar. And also to my new homie, Jonathan Jones Speaks. He gave me a shout out last week, this week on his podcast. And he has some really great information if you need some motivation and some positivity into your psyche and your ears through a podcast. I definitely suggest his podcast. I listen to it quite often now. And he signed up for the webinar as well. He's a grad student as well as being an entrepreneur and a podcaster. And so make sure that you sign up. Shout out to all of y'all. And I am looking forward to next week. Just a heads up, March is really crazy. Like I told, I have a wedding, bridal shower, and a best friend's 30th birthday. So I will be giving you all a recap at the end of the month. But this month I have some interviews lined up with some pretty amazing people. And I hope that you enjoy them as much as I enjoy doing the interviews and giving people some other experiences, right? Like I feel like mine's a little bit like, I didn't do my homework, then I did. Then I got tired. You know, it's a little monotonous. So trying to spice things up a little bit, get a little flavor in the podcast and audio blog space in your ears. I want you all to keep listening and learn a lot. And my computer's about to go crazy. But again, thank you so much for listening. I feel like I'm rambling. Talk to y'all at the end of March, but I'll see a lot of y'all on Thursday. Remember, grad school's tough, but you are tougher. Have an amazing week. Holla.
Hi, Alante again. I really want this project to be a resource for my fellow people of color and women in grad school. So if you have any questions or requests for topics, shoot me an email at alante@strengthsnotstrikes.com. That's ALLANTE. At strengthsnotstrikes.com. Please remember to subscribe and review and share with your other friends in grad school. Thank you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.